Well, if you're a college student or soon to be one, you're probably familiar with the free application for federal student aid, better known as FAFSA. And this year, there are some changes. Joining us to talk about it is educational consultant Catherine Mars, owner of Mars College Admission Advisors. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good. I guess the application process opened October 1st this year. Was that new for the date?
Well, they started it last year. It's called Prior. And so what is so wonderful about it is that parents can start and students can start filling out their financial aid forms on October 1st for the fall of 18, for that college freshman year. So this is for seniors in high school, and it's really important that parents pay attention and do this early in the game. In other words, it opens on October 1st, and they can start filing as early as October 1st. Some colleges will, if a student is applying, say, early action, they could possibly find out both whether they were accepted in college by December 15th, 17th or so, as well as they may find out their financial aid award.
Boy, that's a huge relief for parents and students. So this is just for seniors. This isn't for people who are already in college to file the FAFSA?
No. It's for everyone that's in college as well as those incoming seniors, freshmen that are going to be freshmen next year. So anyone that's in college, certainly every October 1st from now on should be filling out the FAFSA. So that because they really money goes, it's like there's only a certain amount of money and it's first come, first serve. So those who fill out the FAFSA sooner have a more likely chance to get money.
Catherine, I was curious about how many college students actually receive federal aid, and I looked it up and was surprised to see that approximately 2/3 of college students are getting some degree or some form of federal aid. What forms and how much are we talking about?
Right. Well, you know, the government, the Department of Education, gives out over $120 billion in federal aid in grants, loans, and work study. So, and that includes some scholarships. But what's really important for parents to realize is that, you know, if they have incomes, if they think that they're making too much money, well, they still should apply. They still should submit a FAFSA. The FAFSA is like an insurance policy, because if they don't get, if something happens and their circumstances change, they can go back to the college if there's a FAFSA on file and say, you know, listen, things have changed and I do need a little money. Now, what is something to really pay close attention to is that federal aid, more and more every year, is in the form of loans. They offer federal loans. Well, federal loans are great because they're a whole lot lower interest rate than private loans. Say, interest rates that are as low as 4.45% compared to 18% for private loans. But it's still something to be very wary of because there's $1.4 trillion in debt. And there's a whole lot of default going on. 13.9% of college students default on their loans. So it's really, really important not to, if you can avoid it, to take out any loans. And that is the majority of what federal aid is.
One interesting thing that may affect a lot of people this year is some people have frozen their credit because of the whole Equifax breach. And if you've done that, you need to unfreeze your credit when applying for FAFSA, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And something else that families need to know is that, you know, if somebody's not paid their taxes, they can't apply for federal aid. In other words, if they did not file a tax return in the year 2016, then they're kind of out of luck unless they can get one filed, because that's what is going to be used to evaluate financial aid. And parents also need to realize this is on income, not assets. Yes, assets are counted, but it's income that they're looking at. So if a family makes even up to $250,000 a year, they still should apply for the FAFSA because there may be some financial aid out there.
All right, Catherine, real quick, where can people find out more information?
Oh, so glad you asked. At Mars College Admission Advisors at marscaa.com, and we will be doing some financial aid workshops presentations throughout November, late in October, November, and January. So we would love to have your audience participate.
All right, Catherine Mars, owner of Mars College Admission Advisors.